Utah's overdose rate from opioid addiction is fourth highest in the country. The medical community, the legislature, law enforcement, and patients are coming to the table to address this prevailing problem. Lisa May, brand supervisor with R&R Partners, will bring the Use Only as Directed campaign to launch the conversation about opiate abuse on Wednesday. She says the issue of abuse is complicated and the medical community has to be part of the solution.
We're absolutely working with the medical community. In fact, I sit on the Intermountain Healthcare Opioid Community Collaborative, and they have focused 10 years of their prevention efforts towards the opioid misuse issue. And they have a very active provider education plan that is going on and has been going on for the last year and a half.
Even when a provider prescribes opiate painkillers, Kathy Day says there are many other alternatives to consider.
I would say that patients are not left without alternatives. And that's what our campaign is trying to teach people, is that there are safer, more effective alternatives. The CDC outlines those, and those can be something as simple as ibuprofen and Tylenol. They're working much better on acute pain than opioids are, and with far fewer side effects.
There's a huge lobby in Congress from the opiate industry, said to be more influential than the NRA. May plans to share a program that is in place in Ogden where patients take more control of their pain management.
We actually did a huge installation up at McKay-D Hospital about this issue. We titled it Speak Out, Opt Out, Throw Out.
Valley Behavioral Health and R&R Partners will present ways the Park City community can deal with opiate abuse. It's the Park City School District Lunch and Learn from 12 to 1 on Wednesday at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.